We've been following the latest in Wisconsin. At issue is that budget repair bill that's meant to close a $137 million shortfall that in part would revoke collective bargaining rights for public sector unions. Today in the state assembly, Democratic representatives are trying to stall that bill by offering a long list of amendments, and Democratic state senators are still refusing to return to the state to hold up a vote over in the Senate. But Republican Governor Scott Walker gave a statewide televised fireside chat last night.
The missing Senate Democrats must know that their failure to come to work will lead to dire consequences very soon. Failure to act on this budget repair bill means at least 1,500 state employees will be laid off before the end of June.
Meanwhile, a Wisconsin Labor Federation is threatening a statewide strike if the bill goes through. And if you've seen photos from the past week of those protesters around the Capitol building, you'll see more today. Tens of thousands of pro-union protesters are gearing up for their ninth day.
But we should point out, Todd, that there are protests over these exact same issues going on in other states. In Columbus, Ohio, yesterday, more than 5,000 people showed their opposition to a similar bill against collective bargaining. Indiana, they're taking a page from the Wisconsin playbook. State House Democrats have fled that state in order to halt a bill that could also strip collective bargaining rights from public sector unions. We're going to head over to Indiana now and get more details. Dan Carden is the State House Bureau Chief for Northwest Indiana Times. Dan, what are the similarities or differences between the proposals in Indiana and the one in Wisconsin?
Probably the most significant difference is the Indiana proposal is a right-to-work proposal that would prevent unions, or prevent, I guess, employers from having to collect union dues or fair share fees for employees who don't want to join the union or pay the fair share fees, whereas the Wisconsin situation is more of a collective bargaining related to public employment in general.
And yet, there in Indiana, it has a lot of people protesting, and the Democrats have fled the state. What are the chances that they will actually arrest those Democrats to bring them back into Indiana?
Pretty unlikely. Governor Mitch Daniels spoke to the media on Tuesday and said that he understands that other governors have done this, but he's not interested in, you know, taking state troopers off of patrol on Indiana roads and sending them after Democrats just to make a political point. Especially since Governor Daniels said at the beginning of the session and told his Republican colleagues that he didn't want them to take up this right-to-work bill this year. He wanted them to focus on the budget and his education reforms and to save right-to-work for next year, when there will still be a Republican majority in the General Assembly and it won't be, they'd be able to do it separate from things like the state budget.
Real quickly, Dan Carden in Indiana, this is not the same argument in Wisconsin, that it's a budgetary issue?
No, it's not a budgetary issue. It's very much a specific attack on unions and union labor.
That's Dan Carden, the State House Bureau Chief for Northwest Indiana Times. He's talking about protests going on in Indianapolis over the proposal there that targets unions. The State House Democrats have fled the state in order to halt any vote on that bill. And as always, we want to hear your take on this entire situation, no matter what state you're in.
This is Nancy from Florida. As we're looking at Ground Zero in Wisconsin and other places, people really need to decide who they are and what they want. If they suffer this time, is it at all possible for the unions to return?
Give us a call, 877-8-MYTAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.